Good evening, good morning, good night, ladies and gentlemen, Misguided Shenanigans. We are back for another glorious episode, and I am exhausted, man. It's been a hell of a week, bro.
It has. It has.
You know, it's been a hell of a week. The training and the, you know, being in the house 24/7 right now. Starting to get on the last nerve a little bit, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a draining week.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Like, nothing major's happened, nothing like disruptive has happened. Like, but it's just been very tiring.
Yeah. Yep, that's where I'm at too. I think that's where all of us are right now. You know, I don't mind working from home, but, you know, it gets a little bit old being in here day in and a day out.
We've been going through a heat wave. It was 91 yesterday and it was like 88 today.
Oh, wow. We hit 59 today. So that was good. We finally got out of the 20s and 30s, which was nice. But I didn't get to see any of it. Well, I get to see it through the back door, but I didn't get to actually be out in it today. But it'll start getting nice here soon. Start getting our hikes in and sightseeing up here in the mountains, you know. Speaking of, go ahead, go.
I was going to say, speaking of mountains and hiking, you know, you've been checking out the Olympics?
No. Yeah. No, I haven't. I have not watched a single second of the Olympics. I didn't watch the opening ceremonies. Haven't seen any of it.
Me neither. It's which is kind of strange because usually I enjoy the Olympics.
Yeah, me too.
This year, nah. Pass.
I just can't. I mean, number one, it's on way too late. It's on way too late for me, man. I'm fucking old. I can't do like snowboarding starting at 11 o'clock p.m. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing is like, why China? I mean, we already know that everything started in this whole pandemic from that lab right there, right? That's been proven. That's out there. Like, okay.
Yeah.
But so safety concerns, like I'm thinking like, okay, we're putting Olympic athletes, we're asking people to travel to a place that, you know, that started at. So there's concerns there. But then like, then you've got all the things that they're doing, like trying to erase the history of Tiananmen Square and where they massacre those people, and there's been human rights violations over the past like 2 years and how they treat their people and just like all sorts of other things that have been going on. That's like, why China?
Like, well, don't they plan this stuff out years in advance? I mean, so it's been planned on for years now that it was going to be.
Yeah, they were running these. Well,
and they're not going to cancel it. And the damn thing's too big to move it.
Well, they postponed. Didn't they postpone the other Olympics, right? They postponed it. Yeah, so if they can postpone one, they could postpone this one to where we see kind of how everything goes. Like, we're just now lifting mandates. So,
yeah.
I mean, are we lifting mandates? Like the timing of that's kind of interesting. Like, is it to get more people to travel because, you know, of things like this? Or was it just like good luck on the timing? But still, like, to me, I would think it. So cramming a bunch of people in stadiums, we'd want to take it a little bit slower, but.
Well, I don't think there's fans in the buildings. Now I haven't watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't watched, but I don't think there's anyone in the buildings when they're, you know, like for the ice skating and gymnastics and all that, gymnastics is Summer Olympics, but like for the ice skating and figure skating, I don't think there's people in the arenas for that. Hockey, I don't think so. That's what I heard. Really? I can't, we'll have to fact check that because I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Well, and then like on top of that, all the athletes and I guess everyone like that's going to the Olympics, they have to download an app so that China can track where they're going. So all the athletes have to download this app on their phone. But the risk there is that means once they download that app, they can take anything that's on that phone. They can take all the data. Another country, they don't have the same laws we have here, so like they're forcing the athletes to download that. Mm-hmm. and our president was like, hey, tell them to use burner phones. But then it's like, brings you back to, okay, well, no other country has ever said you have to download this app. Like, this is the first time. So,
yeah. I mean, it says here, the athletes and other personnel must enter and exit through a specifically designated door. And then there's only specific seating areas in the venue. So it's not full at all.
Yeah. So then why not delay it a little bit, you know?
Because I think people are over it. I think people are over shit getting delayed.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Let's be honest. Everybody's fucking over it. You know, it's at some point we got to get back to the real world. So.
Yeah. Well, and then you look at all the shenanigans that's happened. Like, I haven't watched it, but I keep seeing all these news reports. Yeah, teams being disqualified because their ski teams and the jumping events have baggy outfits.
What?
Yep. You've got that one female skier. I think she was from Germany, was going through her event, I guess, where they do all the turns and everything, the downhill skiing or whatever it was. And one of the groundskeepers or somebody like keeping maintenance up on the slope got in her way, which caused her to mess up and lose timing. And she was on a run where she probably would have gotten gold.
Really?
Yep. So a lot of dissatisfaction with that going on. Like, you know?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, I guess that, you know, that could explain why the ratings are the lowest, I think, that they've ever been for any Olympics. You know, which sucks for the athletes, man, because they train their asses off, like, specifically for this occasion. You know, I mean, this is huge, man. This is huge. And apparently nobody's watching.
Well, I think,
including me.
You know, I think that there's a few things that's going on with that. I think number one, I think you've got a lot of distrust with governments right now. If you look at what happened with Canada, with the truck drivers and the parliament up there, if you look at just people protesting in different countries. And so China being one of those countries that people don't trust, not even their own citizens trust them. And you add to, like, people are just kind of over that stuff. And then the Olympics has had a history of being kind of problematic and kind of borderline scandals here and there. Like, yeah, people don't want to see that stuff. They're kind of over it. They're over, like, the FIFA World Cup and all the scandals they went through. And then supposedly the way China got the Olympic bid in the first place, there was some question on what kind of deals were made for them to win it. So I think people are like, you know, like, where there's dishonesty and deception, they're kind of like, I'm done. Like, tap out, like, leave me alone. Like, just stop all this nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, you could be right. You could be right. I mean, the main reason I haven't watched is it's just on too late. Like, I'm up at the ass crack dawn every day, and I can't stay, because I love the hockey, man. Our women's ice hockey team is fire. The men's hockey team is going to be good too. I don't know that they're a medal contending team because the NHLers aren't playing, but there's a lot of good kids on that team. And it's on too late, man. I can't stay up for it.
Well, and then there you go right there. The NHL players aren't in there, right? So yep. It kind of hurts. Like, when, like, that'd be like the NBA players not playing in the Summer Olympics. Would anybody watch basketball at that point?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I mean, I think, you know, Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, I mean, he, you know, with all the COVID stuff going on, he was like, we're not going to sacrifice our season for the Olympics. And I mean, everybody was disappointed. Players, fans alike, you know, just a huge, huge disappointment. But, you know, to be totally honest with you, I would rather have my full NHL season than a couple weeks at the Olympics. In my opinion. That's just my opinion. But I'm a big hockey fan too. So,
well, I mean, could you imagine if one of your playoff contending teams that, you know, everybody's projecting to make a run, all of a sudden, you know, their players get sick or get injured during that time, especially with COVID and everything's gone with it. Like, it's more heightened, right? It's not like before where it's like, oh, somebody may get the flu, but it'll be fine. Like, no, like, there could be lasting effects if they got sick now. So
right.
If that derailed, like, especially if you got a goalie or something that got sick and couldn't return, like that would derail your whole season. So
cancel or postpone games. I mean, they've already had to postpone a few. You know, Canada went to, I think Canada went to 50% capacity at their arenas recently. Yep. I'm not sure if they're back to full capacity yet, but yeah, I mean, the shit's still out there. It's still out there.
But
like I said, I'd rather have my 82 game NHL season than a couple weeks at the Olympics, my opinion.
Yep. But then you got, you said ratings were down like the lowest they've ever been, right?
Yeah. They're extremely low. There's not a whole lot of people watching. And one of the big things that I read the other day was the NBC coverage apparently is horrendous. Like horrendous. So I don't know if they mean, you know, the what am I trying to say here, bro? The sportscaster, not the, like the people who do it, not the people that are broadcasting the games. Anyways, I just heard it sucks. So that's where I'm trying to go with it. You see how fucking tired I am. I can't even form a fucking sentence right now. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Well, and I wonder too if that's just the outrage of where it's being like. So the LA Times wrote an article saying that the games were called it's been nicknamed the Feel Guilty Games because of all the human rights issues that Beijing has had, that a lot of the networks didn't even want to cover it. So they're covering it because they'll make money overall, but it was like they're not putting the same effort in that they had put in previously because there's a lot of people that did not want this in China for many different reasons. And they said back in 2018, when all this is being decided, they had human rights issues and people disappearing and just like random stuff that, you know, really left a bad taste in people's mouth. Like, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, basically it's like having the games in Germany in the 1940s during World War II.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. Cause like I said, every year or every 4 years, I'm super stoked. And I can't quite get there. Can't quite get there this year. And it sucks. Cause like I said, like these athletes, man, they train and train and train and train and train to be on this big stage. I mean, this is a big stage. This is the biggest stage you can get. You know, this trumps any NFL championship, NHL championship, MLB championship. Like this trumps it all. You know, you come home with a gold, silver, or bronze, either of the three, you know, then I mean you're on top of the world, man. So it like I feel bad in that sense that I haven't really paid attention to this one. But if I can get some hockey on a decent time, I'm watching. Or snowboarding on a decent time, I'm watching. Maybe the weekend, maybe this weekend, who knows? But the Super Bowl weekend too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think I'm excited for the Super Bowl. When this airs, it'll be finished. So hopefully my Rams have won and I'll be happy.
Yep.
Because I guess that's a hometown team I'm going to root for. Still love my Falcons, but I'll root for the Rams since I live in California now, and especially SoCal. So, yeah, but yeah, so, you know, I feel like the Olympics, that topic's so blah. Like, I think let's just move on to the next one.
Let's go.
All right. So you sent this to me, so I'll let you kick this off.
Oh, yeah. The Ed Sheeran and Bring Me the Horizon collaboration that they did at the Brit Awards. Or the Brits Awards? Brit Awards? One of the two?
I don't know.
I thought, because I watched the video, because it was all obviously live since it was an award show. And I watched the YouTube video and I was impressed, man. I liked it. And I'm not a big Ed Sheeran guy, but like, I guess you kind of threw in the screaming and the metal guitars of Bring Me the Horizon, you know, kind of mashed it all together with Ed Sheeran. I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. You can find it on YouTube, by the way, just search Ed Sheeran, Bring Me the Horizon. It's good.
I'm gonna have to listen to it again. Cause I had the opposite opinion. I thought it sucked and was garbage. And I think that's because I'm a big Bring Me the Horizon fan. So listening to Ed Sheeran, I felt like it watered them down and I hate Ed Sheeran anyways. So I was just like,
Then you wouldn't like it.
Yeah. So I'll go and give it another shot and see, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, give it a listen. It can't hurt. Like I said, I don't mind I don't mind collaborations. And that, you know, the one thing I respect about, you know, Ed Sheeran is that he's not a lip sync guy, man. The guy can sing. He's got some fucking chords.
No, and isn't he a big metal fan too, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
yeah,
he listens to metal music, but he just plays like other music, but
yeah,
which I think is kind of weird.
I don't. Why do you think it's weird?
I don't know. Like, to me,
rappers that listen to metal, there's metal guys that listen to rap and country, and there's country guys,
yeah,
and metal and rap and whatever. I mean, you know,
I guess it's just, I don't know. I always find it odd. Cause to me, like if you were to ask me like, what music would you play? I'd be like rock, progressive rock, like metal, new metal, like the stuff, yeah, I listen to. That's what I want to play. Cause
right,
I feel like it'd be fun, but maybe, you know, you're right. It's based on their talent and everything. So maybe he's more talented as a pop singer than a, you know, metalhead. So, you know, to each his own, but I don't know. I just wasn't into it. And I started thinking about like music in general, right? When he sent me that, and man, it just feels like, so I'll take this step back before I make my comment. Vanilla Ice, which I know this is going to be ironic right here. Vanilla Ice made the comment of like the best or the last great era of music was in the 90s. And basically after that, everything just went to crap because everything was digitalized. You don't have the struggle with artists. They're not having to go on tour. People can record in different places, which it's great that it made it easier to record. But now like you lose that struggle, that angst, that anger, the pain, the hurt, the just everything that you're going through, all the emotions that feed into that music. You don't have as much of that. It's more of like just manufactured because it's all digitalized. You got bands that don't even record together that'll come out with a band. One's in like Italy, one's in like Nashville, another one's in like Canada somewhere, which is great that those people could put together talent. But then like the bond and things of form and the fights that you get into as a band or the disagreements. And that's what makes some of those songs like amazing hits. If you look at like Metallica and how much like those guys were fighting when different albums came out, or Guns N' Roses.
Yep. GNR's,
which imploded. The Beatles, which made some of their great out, like made such great music that I feel like everything is just kind of watered down. There's still a few rock bands. There's still a few metal bands out there that are really, you know, keeping things great and doing a good job. But a lot of the pop artists, it's all the same. It sounds the same. It's not new. It's not inventive. It's watered down garbage. And I think when I heard that Ed Sheeran, like, bring the Horizon thing, I think it just brought me back to that. Like, it's just watered down garbage.
Well, but you have to think of the audience too, right? You know, I mean, we're both Gen X, right? I mean, we went through some shit, and what got us through that is the hard fucking banging shit, man. The hard banging fucking heavy metal music, you know, it's what got us through it. Like now, and I hate to say it, especially on the air, but people are soft.
They are.
There's not a call. People are too sensitive. It just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't work anymore, which is why you see all these pop artists and shit, even R&B. Like, I don't listen to a whole lot of R&B. Like, I don't care for it, but like even R&B's gone that way a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
rap has too. I mean,
yeah.
And well, I think part of that, I think you hit the nail right on the head, censorship. Like everybody's afraid.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's so soft and they're sensitive. Everyone's afraid of being offended.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted.
Or getting canceled.
Or getting canceled. Now, granted, there's some things you should not say, right? Agreed. There's just some things that we need to draw a line on.
Agreed.
But we are so afraid of cancer culture that people are afraid to say anything now, to where people are afraid to take risks, to be edgy. And, you know, music was about passion and feelings. And you're not allowed to really put passion back into those things, because if you're angry, you can't really express it without hurting someone's feelings.
Right.
And not that we have to use like derogatory language or anything, not saying that like by any means, but you know, there is still a censorship. I mean, comedians are going through it. Actors are going through it. And I think that's detracting from the quality of music, quality of product that we're getting out there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you said it last episode, man, like comedians can't even say a joke. You know, they can't make I mean, one of the best comedians, and I've never seen him live. Obviously, he's passed away by now, but Richard Pryor.
Dude.
By far, one of my favorite comedians of all time. And I had a DVD of his first stand-up show that he ever did. I had a DVD of that I got when I worked back in radio all those years ago. And it was one of the funniest, raunchiest. He said whatever the fuck he wanted, right? Like George Carlin, same way. George Carlin said whatever the fuck he wanted. He didn't give a shit. He didn't give a shit. Like, he would have never survived today.
Yeah, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, hell, Eddie Murphy all would have been canceled if they were doing the stand-ups they did back in the day.
Yep.
Carlos Mencia.
Yep.
He wouldn't survive today. I mean, you look at some of the funniest people, and here's the other thing. This is what people don't realize. Sometimes when they're using and saying things, it's edging to get a rise out of people, but it's also to bring attention to it. And Sacha Cohen Baron is one of the best at this. Sacha like Baron he does Cohen. A lot. You know, how did you say it? I've screwed it up.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, there you go. Sacha Baron Cohen. So, you know, he makes all these Jewish jokes in his movies, right? And he can be offensive. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But he is Jewish and he does believe in his religion. And he does that to draw attention to how people don't even know about the Holocaust anymore.
Yeah.
But he's doing that and he's poking fun kind of himself, but he wants to draw attention to it because he wants people to go and research and learn. And there's a reason for it. A lot of comedians do that. They make the jokes and say things and he gets rise out of people and it's raunchy and a lot of bad language and a lot of things that people could get offended by. But sometimes it's to get people to start thinking and see what's going on and understand like, yeah, I'm making a joke, but I'm making a joke to draw it to your attention so you learn something.
Yeah, but we've reached a point where you can't, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
We're just too sensitive, dude. I mean, it's the way it is. You know, it's the way it is. And it sucks. It sucks. Like, stiffen up a little bit, motherfuckers. Stiffen up.
Well, and then you kind of look at, like, things that are happening on Spotify right now. So there's that one band that's, what's their name, that's sitting out. They made an album full of 30-second songs.
Oh,
because of how they're being paid and everything.
Yep.
So it's everything's all about, because we went digital, everything's all about algorithms and streaming and, you know, how you get so many listeners to do so much of, you know, whatever. And so for them to make any decent money off of platforms like Spotify, like, they were saying that they couldn't make hardly anything. They were getting 0.00043 cents.
Yep.
And so they made a whole album of 30-second songs because I guess if people finish the songs and listen all the way through, they get like a higher percentage.
It's 0.0007 cents for every spin.
Wow. But that's only if they listen to it all the way through, right?
Right. And then the English band, The Pocket Gods, it says here, I'm reading this off Metal Injection. It's one of my favorite websites. Let's see. Yeah, The Pocket Gods is jumping into the fray with a 1,000-song album consisting of songs that are only 30 seconds.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, it's so funny. But I mean, they go on to say, like, nobody makes money anymore. You know?
Yep.
I mean, they don't. You've got a tour.
Well,
and you've got to have a good studio album. But, you know, with nobody buying CDs anymore, $10 membership.
Okay, so hang on.
Okay.
November and December,
yep.
Highest selling CD months in years.
Really?
Not sure why, but CDs made a huge comeback during those months. And vinyls made a big comeback. So people are buying stuff, but it's kind of weird. And then you have, so there's this other band, Volpec, that made an album full of silence and they made $20,000. So there's no music. It was just recording, nothing, silence. And they made $20,000 off of that album.
Oh, maybe we should try that.
I know, right?
Let's just do a silent podcast. We'll just sit here just like this.
Dude, I'm thinking about that. I wonder what our listeners think.
30 second episodes of silence.
The sound of silence.
It's like the Zach listens to that. What is it? ASMR? ASMR? Is that right?
What is ASMR?
ASMR is like where people get on the microphone and they do like.
They just it's the autonomous sensory meridian response.
Yeah, whatever you just said. But it's, you know, like to help with nerves and shit like that. There's people making a shit ton of money off of this.
My wife watches this TikTok thing where these people are at like a casino or something. And it's where you're feeding coins and it's hitting this machine and it's sliding back and forth the coins. And you're trying to get them tip over and dump the bucket of coins in or whatever's on that plate.
It's like a Dave and Buster's. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah. The whole thing is them popping in those coins and talking about random bullshit. Maybe that's what we should start doing. We should start doing some ASMR stuff.
Yeah, we're just not doing the right thing, I guess. I don't know. It's weird, man. But, you know, they do that stuff on YouTube, that ASMR stuff. That's what Zach listens to when he goes to bed. Like, it's the craziest shit to me. Like, I never.
And when I went to bed, I was listening to like Guns N' Roses and Metallica and Korn. And like, that was putting me to sleep.
I didn't listen to anything. I still to this day in my 40s can't listen to anything when I go to bed. Like I don't even want the TV on. I don't even want the TV on. Now the wife's got to have it on, which is totally fine. I can sleep with it on. But like, you know, my ideal is pitch black and silent.
See, I can't go silence. I have to have a fan or something on.
I mean, I have the fan on to keep me cool, but I don't need it for sound.
And I can do music. Because, like, I can turn it down low enough to where, like, you don't necessarily hear the vocals, but you get the rhythms and stuff.
Yeah.
Guitar,
yeah.
The drums, and that'll. But now, like, if a TV's on, I can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Same here. But anyways, I digress.
But then you look at, like, so look at bands like Papa Roach.
Mm-hmm.
To Papa Roach.
They'll love Papa Roach, man. Still love it.
They're coming out with new songs, man. Their new stuff is way better, way, way better than their old stuff, in my opinion. Old stuff was good, but this new stuff is just way, way better.
You know what else just came out?
What?
I've been listening to a lot of rap lately for some reason, which is really odd for me, but it's great workout music.
Yeah, Kim, it's got some good beats.
But Dr. Dre just is coming out with a new album. He just did a song with Eminem. It's pretty fucking amazing.
I have to go back and look at this.
It's on Spotify.
Time for the Super Bowl halftime show. Hey, there we go.
Yeah, man. So it's, you know, Dre raps on it. I mean, it's good, man. It sounds old school, dude. I like it. I was bumping on the way home today.
Well, like going back to Papa Roach.
Yeah.
They left record labels
mm-hmm.
back when the music industry started to decline, right? Especially for rock and metal music. And everyone told them they were stupid. They start their own record label and they are more successful today. They're a bigger band today than they've ever been. And they're all over XM radio. They're still played on rock stations that are there. The funny thing is, though, if you haven't listened to Papa Roach in a while, or you think you haven't, you probably have heard 10 of their new songs and never even known that you heard them.
Yeah, because it's different. I mean, it's different, but kind of the same. I don't know. It's definitely different, but I like it. I mean, Kobe's awesome. Like, I've been a fan of his. I remember seeing the, what concert was that, man? Atlanta. Was their
they
first
were at,
it was at Lakewood. Well, back when Lakewood was Lakewood. I forgot. Yeah, that was it. That was it. But, like, I remember seeing him. And this is when the first album came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing Cut My Life Into Pieces. This is Last Resort.
Yep.
And, man, I remember him up on stage. And he was just wailing away. And he was singing. He was angry. And then he like beat his head with the microphone.
Yep.
Like good 5 minutes, like bloodied himself with a microphone. You know, like that's yeah. I've been a fan of his since day one.
The whole band. Yeah. And the stuff they're putting out now, it's like, it's still hard. Some of it's got some bounce. They're doing some things with some rap artists, some pop artist stuff. So it's got a little bounce. Some songs are like metal screaming, some sounds are just good old rock songs. It's such a mixture. They've got, you know, if you hear that first album, you heard such a mixture between like some slow songs. It could be like ballads, some hard songs, some screaming songs, some good songs with some bounce, and that you could kind of, you know, dance or tap your foot to, or maybe even work out to.
Oh yeah.
And they've kind of honed that in. It's almost like the stuff they released after that first album was all what the record companies wanted. And they would have a few good songs here and there after it, but they never really had a good solid album until they went on their own record label. And then from there on out, I can almost listen to every one of their new albums from start to finish without skipping a song. The old ones, like outside of, was it Infest?
Yep.
That's the only one. The other ones, like I couldn't do that with.
Hmm.
So, but look, they're still popular. They're still making money, but they timed the timing right. And then they found a way to keep their audience and keep things going.
Yeah, because I feel like, I mean, Infest was definitely the best. Love, Hate, Tragedy was the next one. There was a couple of good songs on that one.
Yeah.
Getting Away with Murder, wasn't a huge fan of that one. The Paramore sessions, I thought they got better.
Yeah.
That was 06. Metamorphosis, I don't even think I even listened to that album. You know, then Time for Annihilation. Anyways, so on and so forth through there. But yeah, I mean, I think their new stuff, what the new song's, what it's called, Stand Up, or the album's called Stand Up.
No, the album hasn't come out yet.
Oh, okay. No, they've got four singles right now. One that they did with Fever 333.
Swerve.
Favorite.
Swerve. Yeah, oh, that's a fantastic song.
Love Fever 333.
The opening. Do you know where the opening of that song's from?
No.
Scarface.
Oh, is it?
Fuck you, Tony.
It is. You're right. Right. I'll have to listen to it again. I haven't listened to it in a while. I listened to it when it first came out, when they released the single. But yeah, man, it's a different ball game now.
I feel like, though, people are angry, but people are like over things. I feel like it's time for rock to make a comeback and metal to make a comeback, you know?
I feel like it already started. You know, I feel like it already started.
Yep. Korn came out with a new album.
Who?
Korn did.
Yeah, Korn. Yeah, which is good. I've listened to about half of it. The first half of it I've liked so far. So, you know, I mean, Slipknot's got one due out this year.
I think Mudvayne's working on something too.
Yep, I think Mudvayne is too. Oh God, who's the other one? Jeez, yeah, it escapes me. But I think it's definitely. I don't think it ever died. I think it just
goes on life support and in a coma for a while.
Yeah, I think it went in a lull, and I think we're about to see, the rise of the phoenix, for lack of a better pun. You know. So, which is exciting. I mean, because Zach's all excited about the new Slipknot album. I mean, he's big into metal, but like yesterday we were listening to Eminem on the way to school, you know, so he's all over the place too. But
dude, proud dad moment. So for Christmas, my youngest son got a electric drum kit, keyword electric, so he can put his headphones on and I don't have to hear it.
Good call.
Oldest son got him a couple of guitars. So the other day, I was looking up some TikTok videos, stuff scrolling through, still trying to learn how to do some videos. So, you know, you guys will actually see more videos from us and like enjoy them. So I'm still trying to figure out how that works. And I come across this guy playing Metallica, Nothing Else Matters. And Dominic's like, ooh, what is that? I said, oh, it's Metallica. And so like I played the song for him and he's like, that's what I want to learn. I'm like, oh, that's my boy. That's my boy.
That's awesome. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one to learn, but man, he's young enough. Get him started now.
I know, right?
Get him started now. That's awesome. Next metal band. Corey Taylor's son did it.
Did he?
Yeah, dude. Corey Taylor's kid? Yeah, he's the lead singer of a metal band.
What band?
Oh, shit. Keep talking. I'll find out.
I'll have to look that up. I didn't know he was in a band. I know, was it Trigilio from the new bassist for Metallica. I screw up his name all the time, so I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it. And I apologize if he's offended by that, because he seems like a really cool guy. But his son started, like, I think he's a badass bassist at his age, and I think he started a band too.
Yeah, so Vended is the name of Corey Taylor's kids band. And it actually, it's features Corey's son and Clown's son.
Oh, I did read about that.
Yeah, and they're fucking good. I did
read about that. I'm going to check it out. Good.
The kid sounds like his dad. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, you should listen to that. It's good. Check it out. Check it out. See what's all about.
Will do.
Yeah, man.
Well, I don't know. I think that's all we got for tonight, guys.
That's it, buddy. That's it. Did it a little quickie tonight. That's all right.
Don't watch any more Olympics. Music sucks, but it'll get better. Check out some cool metal bands. Sums it up.
Those are the key takeaways from tonight's episode. Please do your due diligence.
And we learned about the autonomous sensory meridian response.
Yes, we did that too. We did that.
I think that's the name of our show.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. No. I think on that note, yeah, you guys, hey, listen, look us up, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Dude, it is, I'm fucking beat, man. I'm fucking beat. You know, all at Misguided Shenanigans, we appreciate all the support, you know, up to this point. So email us at misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com. And other than that,
till next time.
See you guys next week.
Later.